I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Illinois lawmakers may change the law to make sure absentee ballot applications are sent directly to county clerks and without delay. In Springfield today, Rock Island County State's Attorney John McGehee testified before the House Elections and Campaign Finance Committee. The idea to change the law is the result of a group called the Illinois Opportunity Project mailing absentee ballot applications to voters who didn't request them. McGehee says the name on the materials was the Rock Island County Vote by Mail Center, which is misleading.
There's supposed to be a disclaimer when either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party puts applications out. But when you're dealing with a lot of different third-party groups, the disclaimers sometimes were not being printed on these applications. And so they kind of said that that needs to be kind of a priority so that the voters know who is sending these applications.
After voters filled out the 1,500 applications, they were sent to a Rock Island P.O. box. But then the applications weren't turned over to the county clerk until just before Election Day. McGehee told the committee what happened in Rock Island County and then answered legislators' questions for more than an hour. Officials from the Illinois State Board of Elections also made a few suggestions.
That these applications be returned to the election officials more than 5 days. The current law says that these applications have to be turned over to the county clerk 5 days before the election. And I think they said you need a minimum of 10 days in which to process all of these applications.
Similar problems occurred in Kankakee and Will counties before November 8th. McGehee says both Democrats and Republicans on the Elections Committee are very concerned and want to make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm Michelle O'Neill.